This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll hear from President Biden later this morning. He plans to address the nation about the presidential election. Vice President Harris has conceded the race to Donald Trump, but says the fight isn't over for every American's rights and freedoms.
And we will continue to wage this fight in the voting booth, in the courts, and in the public square.
Analysts are looking at how President-elect Donald Trump won this contest. The AP's Mike Hempen.
A political scientist says a desire for new leadership was a key factor in President-elect Trump's win. Emory University Associate Political Science Professor Bernard Fraga says the nation wants a change from the Biden administration.
Kamala Harris's decision to just run slightly away from the Biden record probably meant that most voters said this is a referendum on the current president, Joe Biden.
Fraga says another factor was Republican turnout, with Trump mobilizing more voters than he did 4 years ago. And he believes the Trump win means the country will move to the right politically. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Israel is buying fighter jets from Boeing. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Israel says it has reached an agreement to purchase 25 advanced F-15 fighter jets from U.S. aerospace giant Boeing for $5.2 billion. The defense ministry said the agreement was part of a broader aid package approved by the U.S. government earlier this year. The United States has provided military support to Israel as it continues its offensive in Gaza and invasion of Lebanon. I'm Karen Shamas.
We expect to hear today that the Fed is cutting interest rates again. A fast-moving wildfire fueled by heavy winds is tearing through a community northwest of Los Angeles after destroying dozens of homes and forcing thousands of residents to run as it exploded in size in just a few hours. This is AP News. In a presidential election irony, Vice President Harris will certify Donald Trump's election victory. The AP's Julie Walker with how this works.
Donald Trump's presidential win will be certified in Congress in January by the candidate he beat, Vice President Kamala Harris. Under the Constitution, it's the role of the Senate president, and that's the vice president, to declare the result of a White House election. In theory, that happens January 6th, but it didn't happen 4 years ago. Trump refused to accept defeat, sparking a violent insurrection at the Capitol January 6, 2021, when then-Vice President Mike Pence was to certify Democrat Joe Biden's win. Pence certified the win a day later. In 2000, after a grueling Florida recount battle, Al Gore conceded the presidency. And in January, as vice president, he certified George W. Bush's win. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.